Module 11, Stay Motivated. There will be times when it gets hard, or getting to your end goal is taking longer than you expected. But you cannot give up. Find ways to motivate yourself. Remember what Vince Lombardi said, "Winners never quit, and quitters never win." Keep end goal in mind. When you begin to feel like you have nothing left to give, think back to the goal you set to accomplish. There is a beginning and an end. It would be a shame to think you've invested many resources to reach your goal but stop halfway. Go back to Module 4's tips on staying motivated. Remember why you are doing this. Break down your task into smaller chunks. Only focus on positive thoughts. Don't procrastinate. Don't be easily distracted by other things. Visualize the outcome. Be optimistic. Possessing the quality of optimism is the ability to find the bright side of every situation. This is an admirable position that not all naturally have but can achieve. The secret to exhibiting this characteristic is to understand that there are no issues that cannot have a positive spin. Not only is this beneficial for an individual's personal life, but optimism can be a competitive advantage in the business world and reaching goals. Like every other entity, businesses suffer losses and setbacks. But the trick to maintaining the stability of a company is leadership that knows how to look past the current problem to a nearby resolution. Optimistic employees tend to be more productive in terms of the quality and productivity of their work, which financially benefits the company and creates personal growth for the employee. Like-minded people. Having a small circle of like-minded people, which can consist of colleagues, mentor, etc., is great for bouncing ideas. Sometimes you feel like you've gone as far as you can go with a particular thought, but your circle can prove the adage, two heads are better than one. In addition, your inner circle will keep you motivated and accountable for what you are aiming to accomplish. Here are some ideas for maintaining your relationship with your inner circle. Communicate regularly. Regularly connect with the members. Call, text, email, or use social network. Make an effort to communicate. Individual attention. Let each member know that he or she is valued. Limit your network. Remember, your inner circle consists of a small group. It is not possible to give thousands of people individual attention. Limit the size of your network so that you will be able to maintain relationships with everyone. Reward yourself. Rewarding oneself is a nice motivational tool to keep going. It is also a way of patting one on the back when the job is complete. What is considered a reward differs from individual to individual. But let's take a look at some common rewards that tend to get the job done. Take time off to relax at home. Go on a trip. Take a long bath. Go on a hike. Read a fun book. Look at yourself in the mirror and give praise. Do a puzzle. Take yourself out to dinner. Buy yourself a small gift. Get a massage. Case study. Bill, who is head of the product development team, is working on a new product that the company would like to roll out next year. He and his team have been working long shifts to get the work done, but are beginning to get tired because it seems like every time they make one step forward, they take two back. Just when they think they've worked out the glitches, something new needs to be fixed. Phil, who is part of the team, sits down with Bill to share his concern that he feels like he is losing motivation and has noticed the same for several other team members. Bill calls a meeting with the team and lets them know he understands their frustrations, then gives them three tips for gaining back their motivation. The tips are to keep the end goal in mind, be optimistic, and connect with like-minded people. He goes into depth about what each of these means, then ends the meeting with the announcement that he would like to reward everyone for a job well done. He requests that everybody write down their top three items they would like as a reward. After the meeting, Phil goes to Bill's office and thanks him for listening to their worries and working hard to help them get through this rough patch.